The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly with Timothy Goh and finance presenter JP Ong. Now, this week we've been talking about vaccinated travel lanes, and many destinations have opened up, such as South Korea, Canada, the US, and the UK.
But for those not quite ready to hop on a plane just yet, well, Tourism Western Australia has come up with a way to bring the experience of the Swan Valley and a lot more to Singapore shores.
That's right. To find out more, we're joined on the line now by Ava Ang, Country Head for Tourism Western Australia. Ava, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Our absolute pleasure. We're excited to hear more about this. So, you know, as we've mentioned, Singapore started to open up vaccinated travel lanes. However, for the moment, quarantine still required to visit Australia. But for those who are pining for a visit to the world famous Margaret River wine region, they can still enjoy the experience without stepping on a plane. So that's thanks to a first of its kind collaboration, we believe, with Dream Cruises. Can you tell us a little bit more about this collaboration? How exactly did it come about, and what does it entail?
Well, can I let you on a secret, Rachel?
Mm-hmm.
Prior to this, I've never been on a cruise before because I'm used to flying.
Oh.
Yeah. However, when I saw the news headline in April, over 120,000 Singapore residents have taken a cruise to nowhere, I knew that these are my captive audience and the right place to be.
You knew this trend was going somewhere because people were going nowhere. Is that it?
That's right. So we knocked on Dream Cruises' door, and a few months later, here we are today. And Western Australia, being the nearest Australian destination, just 5 hours away, has long been a favorite destination for Singapore residents. And you know, in the pre-COVID era, Singapore forms the second largest inbound sources to Western Australia with 107,000 visitors. That's with nearly 90% accounting for repeat visitation. And for us, we want to be on top of mind and remain high in the list of travel destinations for Singapore residents to visit. Yeah.
How did this collaboration came about though, Ava?
Yeah, so, you know, since we are not able to fly to WA yet this time, we've decided to bring Western Australia, or at least a sampling of the experiences, to the Singapore market by showcasing them in a fun and exciting way on a cruise ship, where passengers have time to soak in the activities and hopefully make it a point to book a trip to Western Australia when the time is right.
Okay, so what exactly do they get to experience when they're on board?
I'm glad you asked. So our theme, Adventure Awaits in Western Australia, is appropriate for this campaign. It is meant to whet travelers' appetite and get people excited about thinking WA as their next destination. These Western Australia adventures are available on the Genting World Dream Cruise, 3 sailings a week until 6th of November. So this translates into about total 21 sailings, targeting over 32,000 captive audience. And we have designed specially 10 cabins with Western Australia theming throughout imageries and decorations of popular WA landmarks, such as the Blue Boat House, Busselton Jetty, Pinnacles, and Wildflowers.
So Ava, how has the feedback been so far? Let me try to understand again. So you have 10 rooms that are decorated to be like you're in Australia, but the entire cruise's theme is Western Australia.
So we have a section on board that is dedicated to Western Australia.
Ah, so, I see. Okay.
Yeah. And aside from the specially designed 10 cabins, passengers can also get to taste one of the most popular wine regions in Western Australia, like the famous Swan Valley, just 30 minutes away drive from Perth. So if you're on this cruise, you can sample the House of Honey products, Moorish Nuts, Whistler's Chocolate, and Munda Nougat, as well as the wine.
So it's basically like you're traveling to Western Australia, but without leaving Singapore, technically.
Well, that's exactly right. Since you can't travel to WA yet, we'll bring the WA experience to you in Singapore.
We're speaking with Ava Ang, country head for Tourism Western Australia. So Ava, for people like me, I've got young children who are yet to be vaccinated. I know that the VTLs have opened up to those under 12 now, but I'm not quite sure if I'm ready to travel. So what kind of experiences are available for children on the cruise?
I'm glad you asked. We have curated a few activities with target audience like that in mind. So besides games, there are plenty of selfie moments with our special guest, Quinton the Quokka, who roam around the ship and Instagrammable spots of the iconic WA spots. Yep.
Wait, a live quokka?
Well, you know what? It's illegal to bring in a live quokka. So we got Quinton, our quokka, the mascot, on board.
I see.
Okay. Darn, I thought it was going to be a live quokka. That would have been fun running around the ship.
Well, you know what? If you want to meet the live quokka, you have to visit Western Australia when travel resumes, and you need to get on the quokka selfie challenge.
Definitely will. So for people who are interested in this cruise, is there any additional price for it? Or how does this work? How can they book for these cabins or that section of the ship that you were talking about?
Yeah, for an additional $150 per cabin, passenger can book one of these 10 WA cabins, and the package includes few merchandise and welcome gifts such as quokka, soft toy, a travel dry bag, mobile grip, and a set of WA set meal at the Prime Steakhouse and Seafood Grill restaurant by Mark Bass on board.
Okay, so Ava, you know, you've mentioned that this is the first of its kind collaboration, but you know, as you also mentioned, the number of people in Singapore that have picked up cruises, perhaps, you know, this could become a trend in the longer term. Do you see more of such partnerships going forward, regardless of whether or not borders reopen?
Definitely. For Western Australia, we are open and committed to exploring more of such unique partnerships in the future. And partnership and collaboration to boost both brand equities that benefit both sides are always welcome.
Wonderful. Well, Ava, thanks so much for taking the time to share all of that with us again. Just give us a quick recap. This is on until when again?
Until the 6th of November.
And so you have to book this through Dream Cruises?
Yeah, you can book through Dream Cruises or your favorite local travel agents. You know, all the popular ones like Chan Brothers, Dynasty, UOB. All of them are selling those packages.
Gotcha, wonderful. Well, Ava, thanks so much for joining us on Primetime today to share all about that.
Thank you.
Thanks. We've been speaking with Ava Ang, country head for Tourism Western Australia. You're listening to Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.